It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, the week begins with a delay. Monday was supposed to mark the beginning of the long-anticipated defamation case between Dominion Voting Systems and Fox Not News. But on Sunday evening came word that it would be postponed by a day. The indications are that Fox is now seeking a settlement. So we wait. In the meantime, Fox has apologized to the judge overseeing that trial after lawyers for the network entered a late-stage admission about Rupert Murdoch's role at the company. In a letter to the judge, Eric Davis, the Fox attorney said the situation was a, quote, misunderstanding, and that they, quote, understand the court's concerns, apologize, and are committed to clear and full communication with the court moving forward. Would have been nice if they had this attitude before they were called out on their lies and deception, but I digress. The judge sanctioned Fox last week after he determined the network had made misrepresentations to the court and had allegedly withheld evidence. And then he asked, what do I do with attorneys that aren't straightforward with me? Before adding that he'd likely appoint a special master to investigate the matter. Stay tuned. There was other late-breaking news on Friday when the Supreme Court issued a temporary motion to hold off on a lower court ruling that would impose harsh restrictions on mifepristone, that commonly used abortion pill that a rogue right-wing judge in Texas decided he had the authority to pull off the market after 20 years of use and FDA approval. Wow. Interestingly, this extension was filed by Supreme Court Associate Justice Samuel Alito and is meant to give the court more time to consider the issue. So Alito's extension will stay in effect until 11:59 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday. Now, Alito didn't do this on his own volition. A judge in Washington State had issued a competing ruling upholding the FDA's approval, thereby throwing the status of this Texas judge's ruling into question. It's just weird because it was Alito's name on the decision that overturned Roe in the first place. Something doesn't smell right here, but that's the story as it stands now. Stay tuned. So the big guns were out, so to speak, at the NRA convention this weekend in Indiana. Among some of the other ridiculous statements made, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem told an audience that her granddaughter already owns several guns, despite the fact that she's only 2 years old.
Now, Addie, who, you know, soon will need them, I want to reassure you, she already has a shotgun and she already has a rifle.
And she soon will need them? That's your fault, lady. Wow. And ew, I don't know what to make of that. And then later on, Noem was joined on stage by NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre, apparently still standing, who falsely claimed the Biden administration, quote, want to take our guns. Oh, please. But I guess that's no worse than the former guy getting up and saying this.
I will also create a new tax credit to reimburse any teacher for the full cost of a concealed carry firearm and training from highly qualified experts. Who's better? Who's better? If even 5% of teachers, people that are skilled with arms, we want that, 5% were voluntarily armed and trained to stop active shooters, we would achieve effective deterrence and the problem would cease to exist. And that would be a lot of people. But these are all people that are trained and talented with firearms.
Where does he get this stuff? I'll tell you, he just makes it up. 5%? Nonsense. Tell that to the victims in Louisville, Kentucky, in a bank where there was an armed guard there. You know, a good guy, highly trained with a gun? Tell that to the widows and the children and the family members of the people who were shot dead in that massacre, where there was a trained armed guard on site. But you want to put guns in the schools. Shame on you. If only, maybe there wouldn't have been another mass murder shooting this weekend. This time it was at a Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama. It left 4 people dead and at least 28 injured. Officials say they're working to uncover details about what led up to the shooting and have yet to release any information on a suspect. Among those killed was the birthday girl's brother. Among the dozens of partygoers with a, quote, wide variety of injuries, were some in critical condition as of Sunday afternoon. And After this weekend's violence, there have been more than 160 mass shootings so far in 2023, according to the Gun Violence Archive. In case you're not up on the math, today, April 17th, is day number 106. We're on the losing end of that equation, in case you were wondering. Now on to the Supreme Court, where Justice Clarence Thomas now says he intends to amend his financial disclosure forms to reflect a 2014 real estate deal he made with a Republican mega donor. Wow. 9 years ago, he's going to amend his financial disclosure form, something that should have been disclosed in the first place? If you or I had a major omission on our financial forms 9 years ago, do you think we'd have the opportunity to just amend it? Clarence Thomas said he believed he did not have to disclose the deal with the GOP mega donor Harlan Crow because he lost money in the transaction. Oh, please. Thomas has also come under fire for not reporting luxury travel that he and his wife, Ginny Thomas, took with said mega donor, Harlan Crow, including trips on his yacht and private jet. The latest revelations about Thomas's ties with Crow come as critics say Supreme Court justices should be more transparent about their lives off the bench. You think? Plus, critics and some members of Congress have repeatedly asked the court to adopt a formal ethics code, something it has declined to do. Maybe we shouldn't leave it up to them. Just saying. And by the way, this is nothing new. For years, Ginny Thomas has been making money as a right-wing activist in political circles, and her husband, a Supreme Court justice, hasn't felt the need to disclose her income on his financial disclosure forms either. Just saying. Houston, we have a problem. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on the donate button.